The Lapine City Council meeting of Tuesday, November 10th, 2009 is called to order at 6:07 p.m. We will now take roll call and establish a quorum.
City Recorder Dan LaBelle.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Gail Maloney.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. All staff and seated council are present. We do have a quorum. The meeting will continue. Councilor Ward, would you like to lead us, please, in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we do have two added agenda items. Those will be added under item number 10. 10A will be the speed zone update. I don't believe we have that every places here, Luana. Speed zone update. Pretty much. Okay. And item number 10B, COIC letter of support. And do we have that? Or is that something?
It's right here. You can pass it out now?
Sure.
Okay.
That's your 10B. Thanks, Luana.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did anyone on the council have anything that they need to add? Or just discussion or just updates during the council?
I would like to add something about the city manager to talk about it. Is that allowed?
It could be, but I'm thinking that probably deserves a work session. So let's talk about that and schedule a work session.
Next week we can come next meeting.
Yeah, I mean outside of, you know, you can put in your request between meetings to schedule something like that.
Right.
I think that's going to deserve enough discussion that you probably want it on a work session. So yeah, anything else? Nicole? Thursday. They're out tomorrow. Get that on an agenda. All right. Next item is consent agenda. And everyone found that to be in order. That, of course, with one motion. Is everyone satisfied with the consent agenda?
So I think that we should have a correction on on the minutes.
Which one? 13 or 14?
I'm looking.
Oh.
The 13th. Well, actually, it's, I guess it's the 14th. Yeah.
The 14th?
Okay. Do you have the correction now, or are you going to...
Is it just something very simple
yes.
that we could do, or do you
yes.
want to pull it from the agenda?
No, it's too mm-hmm. simple.
All right.
Page 8.
Which one, the 14th?
Yeah. The minutes state that Councilor Molina stated that Ted Schuller, and then it gives his address, had volunteered to assist with the committee, and she would like him to be appointed chair. I didn't state his address. So I don't know where Ted lives. So just write that out.
Yeah, okay. At some point, do we have to reference his address some point in these minutes, Luana? Or just call him an area resident?
Well, it depends on the context. I think we want to do that in the public comment.
Okay.
But we will research it. Minutes, we'll research it.
All right. So.
I think that.
Right, but I didn't state that. So.
All right. So you would like to have that reference deleted?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right. Council, agreement with that?
With what?
Yeah, yes.
To delete reference of Ted Scholler's address. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Is it on page 8? What? Oh, here. Okay.
I'm not seeing it either.
It's right here.
That's
it. Oh, okay. Strike. Scholler's address of those minutes, and is that the only thing that you had?
Yeah.
All right. So, there's that. Then I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with the wording deleted from the minutes as requested by Councilor Mullane from the October 14th minutes.
I so move.
I seconded.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullane, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Next item is snow removal policy update.
So that's mine. We are awfully darn close to having it finalized. We're waiting on one piece of information from the county, which is an identification of the county roads that the city will be assuming snow removal services for. And once that's received, simply sending over our revised and final document for Mark for approval. I spoke with Mark, and he said that he anticipates approving the document. So, provided that there aren't any major changes from what he had presented to us earlier. So I fully anticipate having the document approved and signed, at least from, it'll be in the county's hands, but I would see that it would likely be approved and signed next week. We are going to look to see whether or not we have approval for Kitty to sign the document. My recollection was that previously Kitty was authorized to sign the document once it had been approved by the county. We're going to look into that. If that is not the case, then depending on the situation, we may need to call a special meeting next week, which shouldn't take long. I mean, we could even do it as we did the last special meeting. Some of us could be on the telephone. The snow plan removal contract solicitations, we're hoping to get finalized this week. So we should have bids in by the end of next week on those. The snow plan policy then potentially could be adopted at the same time the IGA of the county is adopted. So we could have this all completed in a very short period of time. One thing that I did want to throw out there, just so all of you are aware, particularly Barbara and Adele, is that the IGA of the county, not only does it include a snow removal component, but it also includes a general road maintenance component. So we are killing two birds with one stone. We're not only getting the snow removal issues addressed, but we're also getting ongoing road maintenance services.
And that's new?
No, but it's something that you might not have known previously, because I don't know if the agreement was brought up when you first came on board or not.
Mm-hmm.
But my assumption was that it wasn't, and so I'm just making sure that everyone understands that, you know, this document captures more than just removal. It captures ongoing road maintenance as well, which is very beneficial to the city.
Now, when this is approved and signed and all done, we don't have to go through this again, do we?
Never. I mean, I believe, and I will confirm that, I think I put in language that has this document self-renewing. So it just goes on and on and on until it's effectively terminated by notice.
Good.
So there's like an annual or
annual renewal.
At which point it would be reviewed. And
well, I need to look at that because Jenny was the one who was spearheading that that contract negotiation process when she was here, and I know that she was definitely insistent upon having a self-renewal mechanism in the document, which basically means that it's a one-year term that's renewed automatically unless somebody terminates the agreement.
That's the way it should be.
Right.
Yeah. With the county, I think it'd be appropriate.
I guess what I'm asking is just automatically then with that annual renewal, that just kind of triggers the thought for people to say, oh, let's take a look at this and see if it still fits our needs as is.
You could do it. I mean, you can send them notice and tell them that you want to relook at it. But as far from technically, from a legal perspective, it's self-renewing unless it's terminated.
Okay.
Or unless the parties mutually agree otherwise.
Okay.
So is there a monetary component to that?
As far as the, well, yes. The monetary component is that if we have the county do any road work for us, we've got to pay them.
Okay.
And there's a process outlined in the agreement. As far as snow removal, the base, in essence, the way it's been set up, is we simply pass through all the costs and expenses that we incur when we're moving snow from county roads within the incorporated limits. Mm. It's a straight pass through.
Oh, okay.
That's the way that we've set up the agreement anyway.
Okay. So then, I could see how that would work.
It's beneficial for the county, obviously. Mm-hmm. They don't have to come down here and deal with some of these snowstorms. And it's beneficial to us in the sense that we can now control the snow removal process within the incorporated limits. So again, we're waiting for the list of the county roads. I'll send Mark an email tomorrow asking for those. I wanted to do that today, but I ran out of time. Once I get those, that list, I'll finalize the agreement, get it to Mark for final approval. Voila.
Good.
Any other comment? Questions?
Okay.
It's good news. That's going to be great to finally have that done.
And we're ahead of schedule relative to last year. Remember last year we were just getting into this in January. So it's nice to be ahead of the curve.
Do you have
tomorrow.
A quick comment?
Yes. Is there somewhere where we can get a copy of that policy, or is it online? Or for instance, what roads would be taken care of?
The procedure is to call or come into City Hall during regular business hours and find out what the... there is a procedure for getting copies or for viewing what we have on hand. So just go on down to City Hall or give a call during regular City Hall hours.
City Hall. Okay. All right, thank you.
Excuse me, can I get your name just for the record?
Judy Barth.
Okay. And of course, City Hall is closed tomorrow. It's a holiday.
That's okay. We'll be in Bend supporting the veterans.
Good.
The Veterans Day Parade and participating in it.
Good. All right. Thank you for that, Jeremy.
Yeah.
It'll be a good feeling when that's all done. All right, next item, Transportation Systems Planning Committee.
That's me again.
That's Jeremy again. Yes.
So there was a request from the Planning Commission, if I recall correctly, that the city consider directing the Planning Commission to explore the formation of a TSP committee. And I think that's more than appropriate. I have no objection to it from my perspective. It is not a requirement of Oregon Administrative Rules, the administrative rule that John had identified in his request, that such a committee be set up. But nevertheless, I do think that having that type of committee established would definitely serve the city well. It would be a committee that could dive into some of the details that we all don't have time necessarily to deal with. And what I would envision is this committee consisting of transportation engineers, surveyors, and other experts that have familiarity with these issues. So my recommendation would be that, yes, you definitely direct the Planning Commission to explore the formation of this committee.
I think it would have been helpful for councilors to have some sort of... I did get the letter, but why is he requesting this? What would be the purpose of it? And, you know, what is, I'm not sure, I might be the only one that isn't really clear on what a Transportation System Planning Committee would do and what its function would be.
Do you want me to ask that the Planning Commission, or do you all want to ask the Planning Commission come up with that, or do you want me to come up with that information? I mean, I think that they're wanting to see it, they're wanting to establish it in connection with the establishment of the TSP, the Transportation Systems Plan,
mm-hmm.
is my understanding. If you want me to provide a memo as to what that committee consists of and what they do, I'd be happy to do that, or if you want the Planning Commission to do that.
Well, yeah, I guess being that they're asking for it, then the Planning Commission can come up with that recommendation.
I agree, yes.
I guess I was thinking that they would have that information, you know, when they had gone forward and completed their own due diligence,
mm-hmm.
they'd come back and present to you, you know, what this committee consists of and who they would like to see on it and what their obligations would be.
Okay, so then it may, so my request might be a little premature.
I mean, my understanding from John's request is that they're just exploring the possible formation, and so what I'd envision receiving from them would be exactly what you're requesting.
Oh, okay.
He put it very simple here to form the Transportation Systems Planning Committee to assist the city using the comprehensive plan as a guide to fulfill the requirements of developing a transportation systems plan. Right. So, you know, he kind of has it there in a nutshell.
He does, but he doesn't
give the details.
Right.
And I think what we could do, or the city council could do, if you so chose, is you could just tell him in connection with, you know, obviously the exploration of this committee, that we would like to see him come back with a detailed description of not only, you know, a description of who might be on the committee, but also what the Planning Commission envisions will be the duties and responsibilities of the TSP committee.
As we're learning.
Sure. I mean, it's a good idea.
Are we still going to be required by state law to hire a consultant to do a traffic study plan for the city? Like, remember we had that discussion last June, and it was the cost of about $150,000, and we elected to not do it at that time. Are we still going to be required to do that?
Are you? I don't know. Go ahead.
This is exactly what he's talking about.
Right. I understand that, and we did not budget it for this year.
No, we didn't.
But because of the fact that we could still run under the jurisdiction of the county.
Right.
Yes. But we're still going to be required at some point in time to do that. Is that correct? At that time, was there grant money available to help pay for that, or are we looking at the whole total cost? Seems to me like there was $90,000 grant money or something that could have been.
Yeah, there are grant funds mm-hmm. periodically available, what they call technical mm-hmm. assistance grants.
Mm-hmm.
And those opportunities come up all the time. So, yeah, there is money involved in developing the transportation systems plan. There will be some expense, naturally, to the city. That's just part of what we have to do. But yes, there are typically always grants.
What he wants to do is kind of a preliminary to what we're going to have to pay for.
I think that's part of it, to look into what it's going to take to fulfill these requirements.
Thank you.
All right. So, Councilor Hedges?
No.
Questions? Adele? Anything else? So, we just need a consensus to direct the Planning Commission to explore the formation of the committee.
Yep, and just have Luana make the call.
Do you want this under the Planning Commission then, or under the City Council?
No.
Or am I confused?
Well, I think all the City Council is doing is presumably going to reach a consensus that the committee explore, explore a possible formation of the committee.
Okay.
And then, I don't want to speak to the City Council, but I think the idea would be that after they had completed their exploration efforts, they would come back and report their findings to the city council.
Okay.
Right.
That's it. They're not going to establish it because that's done by the city council.
Right. So that's the consensus that we're looking for, to direct the planning commission to explore the formation of this committee and let us know what the planning commission envisions as the duties of this committee and so on.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Everyone is in agreement? All right. Mm-hmm. Staff is so directed to direct the planning commission to explore the formation of this committee. All right. Move on to number 8, the letter of support for the city of Madras. You should all have a copy of the sample letter in here. Does anyone have any comments, questions? Is everyone able to read through this and give it some thought? And all this is a letter of support for the city of Madras for Connect Oregon 3 grant application for airport operational safety improvements. And then it lists the benefits of these improvements. Well, they would like for us to say something like the Madras project. Well, the city of Lapine provides this letter of support for the city of Madras's Connect Oregon 3 grant application. The city understands that the Madras project entitled the Airport Operational Safety Improvements provides for important safety improvements at the airport. The city further understands that these improvements will result in the airport being more usable for passengers and cargo. I'm reading this is a little bit different from what you have, what we have. The city understands this is our recommendation of our attorney that we reword it that way because we can't blanketly say that these things will do this. We don't know that. But we understand that this is what's intended. These improvements will result in the airport being more usable for passengers and cargo and support an enhanced $3.6 million invested in the construction of new heavy aircraft and engine maintenance facility that now houses important service functions of the aircraft company. Then it was the goals, economic benefit to the state through the creation and retention of family-based jobs reduces their. We understand that these are their goals, the way they've listed there, and sign it so that everyone is in accordance with making those minor changes to it and having the mayor sign. I see no reason why we shouldn't support their bid for a grant application.
I don't see any reason not to.
No. I have any problem with it at all.
All right, consensus then for City of Lapine, for the mayor of the City of Lapine to get the letter of support out to the City of Madras for their grant application with the little rewording as noted. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. you wanna. And next item, number 9, discussion of on the Water and Sewer Committee for the City of Lapine. Whose baby is that?
I've been on vacation. So we need to here for this reason, yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think we need kind of an update because we've been advertising, the city's been advertising.
Yes.
Where are we on that and getting response and such?
We haven't received any response. I believe it was directed to go directly to Ted.
Right.
So.
I received one call, and that person didn't volunteer to be on the committee. He just wanted to reinforce the fact that we needed such a committee. That was the sole purpose of that call. Other than that, I received none. Of course, Tony DeBone has agreed, and Jane Bennett has agreed. And Commissioner Alan Unger has stated he would be glad to help in any way with his experience with the City of Redmond. So.
Okay. Now, you had talked about a 7 or 9 member.
Seven was it. Okay. Also, we were hoping to get a representative from the Water Board and the Sewer Board.
Right.
And Doug was at those meetings today, said it was mentioned, got favorable response, but evidently he didn't select any representative.
Not to there, no.
Oh, well, I think they're waiting for a formal request to.
Yes, they are.
For the committee.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
Well, would that be appropriate from the city itself, I think, rather than from me?
What is a city committee? Sure.
Yeah.
And so the discussion now, I guess, is have we waited long enough? Do we think we've gotten the response that
all the response
we're going to get?
You know, I've mentioned it several times in several groups, and nobody wants to step up to that.
Okay.
Pretty tough.
So,
Doug, did you ask today instead of Luana, because in the last minutes, you were going to ask for a representative from each.
And so. Donna has been gone from the Water District.
Okay.
Yeah. We advertised that.
Yeah, she's real sick.
Yeah.
She can't do anything.
So.
And they don't know when she's coming back.
So it hasn't quite all.
Their organization is a little upside down right now because she's not there to run.
But I did call her before she left, and she is aware of it. So if we just send this letter, then it'll get moving.
Right. So it sounds like we're ready to take the next steps to actually form the committee. And we did have a list of names, or I think a mental list of names of probably a total of 7 people.
We have a list of 5.
Five?
3 and then 2 from each, 1 from each district. That would make 5. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Luana, do you want to go over those names with Ted and then?
Okay. I think the committee has already been formed, right? It's just making the appointments.
Right.
Okay, so the committee's formed. All right, the appointments that we will make, the people to contact are, we already have Ted Schulwood. You said Tony DeBone.
Jane Bennett.
Yeah.
And one each from the Sewer and Water Board. They were favorable, so I assume they would. Mm-hmm. Favorable and having somebody.
Yeah, they're just waiting for an invitation.
Okay.
That's what they're waiting for.
All right.
Okay. And then we also wanted some representation from the city. And Adele, you had expressed an interest in that. Right. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
All right. So notify Adele.
Okay.
Be sure she's aware. Six.
For this month.
I think there's enough, yeah.
Did you get Alan Unger?
He is not, Alan Unger has an advisory?
Yeah, an advisory capacity. Yeah, he didn't offer to sit on the committee. He said he offered support and information. So.
Right.
And wasn't there somebody else in that same...
Pardon?
Wasn't there somebody else that was also going to serve like that with Alan?
I think at one point Clark Jackson said...
That's who it was, yeah.
Oregon did.
Okay. So you'll be happy with a six-member committee?
Yes.
That's all right. Staff has been directed to make the contacts and see that the committee is formed, and then I guess we turn it over to Ted. You're going to chair the committee.
I'd be happy to do that.
Are you doing the appointments right now?
We won't know who is on. Can we do that, not knowing who our people from Water and Sewer will be?
Well, you could just reserve a position for the Water and Sewer.
Okay.
So you don't have to revisit it.
All right.
It's up to you.
That's fine.
I'm not very practiced at this. How do we go about making appointing a committee, or making appointments to a committee?
I just read the names and then I'll reserve a seat for the Water and Sewer districts.
All right. The appointments to the Water and Sewer Committee are as follows. Ted Scholler, Jane Benner, Tony DeBone, Adele Mullanan, a Water Board member, actually that's a commission, a Water Commission member, and a Sewer Board member, who are yet to be determined. Those are open positions. And staff will make those contacts. And Ted Scholler then will commence meeting with his committee.
Should we do a motion to approve? To approve the appointments.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the appointments as named to the Water and Sewer Committee.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullanan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Committee, Ted. All right. next item, number 10, other matters. We have added item number 10A, speed zone update. Juana, you want to take that?
The Dan Serpico from the Oregon Department of Transportation advised us that they did a speed data for US 97 in the Pine in September. And the result of that was that the existing 45 mile per hour speed zone sign at the north end of the First Street 97 intersection was moved north by 200 feet. They did that.
No, it's right on the other side of the intersection.
They moved it north 200 feet.
It doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't. There's fresh dirt at the bottom of the pole, and he said they did that. So, and that was the only change that they came up with.
That just proves that when you're in a car going 55, 45 miles an hour, 200 feet is a very short distance. Very short.
At the meeting, they stated, I believe, that was all they could go.
Mm-hmm. That's all they could get.
Well, remember, we requested that they remove that 45 speed limit and replace it with a 35.
Uh-huh.
And we've been denied on that completely. They said, no way that's ever going to happen.
Well, they said it was something that they were told that was 200 feet was as far as they could go.
What was the reason for that? Do you remember?
They don't give reasons.
They don't give reasons.
So, I guess this is what they've done. This is how they responded. This is the result that we got, at least from that. So, is everyone okay with that? You want to slap them around and say, no, we're not good with that, we want something different?
Well, have you told them that already?
Didn't work. Be glad that we got something done.
Well, I do have more information on it when it's my turn. Because I attended that in the Luana place. They talked about that.
Okay, you were going to bring that up during council comments?
Under council comments.
If you think it's more appropriate to share that information now, why don't you?
Well, it's entirely up to you. I do have, if you want.
Well, no, you have other, council comments.
It'll take about 5 minutes, so I'll wait till council comments, if that's okay with you.
Seems more pertinent for right now.
Yeah, it does seem more pertinent, that it would fit better right now.
That'll be.
I can if you want me to.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. That's what we're discussing right now. Some recommendation.
Like I said, they denied our 35 mile an hour speed change. And they won't say why. They did say that they did a traffic volume study on that corner, and they're saying that traffic is down by 4%, which that's really hard for me to believe. And what they're trying to do with that corner is they're doing everything they possibly can to keep from fixing the corner.
Bingo.
There's no way in the world that they're going to spend the money to do anything with that corner. I asked straightforward from Gary Farnsworth, and I'll probably get in big trouble for saying this, is if Legge pays for a traffic study and plucks out the $75,000 that's necessary to do it, are they going to follow up on it and take the recommendations from the study? And the answer was no answer, which is the same as no. All they want to do is some short-term, and they agree with me, Band-Aid measures. I told them if that corner was just like a broken arm and all they wanted to do was put a Band-Aid on it, and they agreed with me. They want to put some flashing lights in. They're still talking about having volunteers stand in the middle of the road with little vests on and signs that say, please slow down and don't kill the kids. I swear.
Okay, so they said, one, it was down 4%.
That traffic volume's down 4%.
And what else was factual? What did they say?
That was factual?
What were the facts that they said? So it's down 4%.
It was down 4%, and they don't believe that being down 4% in volume qualifies for any major improvements on the corner.
So they determined that it did not qualify for any major improvements.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
They want to put in something like flashing lights or a painted crosswalk.
So what did they call that? Was that like, what level was that, did they say?
Yeah.
Okay, this was at what meeting? Where were you?
The traffic calming meeting.
The traffic meeting last week. The traffic calming meeting that Luana goes to, I went for her in her place. Because she was on vacation. This is that meeting run by Gary Farnsworth.
Okay, the one that we set up.
What date was it?
And this
is where
we're dealing with this now?
And you put something else in there. The school district had no input. They had held no meetings at the schools advising students on crossing. And a woman was there from the school district who is the principal of the high school.
Yes, I talked to him after the meeting.
To get in with it, but they weren't taking it that seriously, I think. Because the school didn't care, and they seem to think that there are going to be parents to volunteer as crosswalk guards, which...
But they'll be totally trained before they walk out in the middle of the street.
So, I was back for that meeting, wasn't I?
Pardon? No, you weren't. No. It was last... A week ago, Monday.
So this...
Yesterday.
2 weeks.
Two good things did come out of that meeting. Number one, they agreed, ODOT agreed to reduce the speed limit on Huntington from Burgess to the Senior Center from 55 to 40. They agreed to do that.
Okay.
Their comment was, when we get around to it. Okay. But they did agree to do
that.
Secondly, the Senator Lane's office manager was at this meeting, and he and I had a long talk about the land transfer, which doesn't have anything to do with this, but it happened. And he said that that is going through. It is in committee. It will happen very shortly, including the piece downtown. That's all included in the whole thing. And he was very optimistic that it was going to happen right after the first year. And that benefits the sewer, that benefits the rodeo grounds, that benefits the city, that benefits Park and Rec. That's a big plus for us. It just takes forever for BLM to wake up and do anything at all.
It does.
Well, it's only been 6 years, so.
Okay, so back to the traffic thing.
Yes. They decided all of these things that they might want to do, train locals to use different routes, make the highway appear narrower. And by the way, those little traffic cones that they got sitting in there, they originally started out with 30 of those. They've already replaced 45 of them because people are stealing them. All the time they're going, they're picking them up to their home.
We're just knocking them down.
Anyway, my personal opinion from going to that meeting one time and one time only is that they're dangling a little bit of a carrot, but they really don't want to fix the problem. My comment was, in the last 5 years, ODOT has spent $250 million from Madras to Sun River. They haven't spent a dime in Lahontan, and I asked them why. I got no answer to that either. So, I don't think they want me to go back to that meeting.
So, did we have at this meeting ODOT, the county, and the city represented, and Leahy?
I'm thinking that was there from the county.
That wasn't a stakeholder meeting. That was a ODOT transportation meeting.
Yeah. ODOT transportation. Okay.
The school board is in the
short-term.
No, it was not the tag committee. Smaller version. Gary had asked to have only three or four entities at this meeting to discuss with what was done. Is it working? This was what was supposed to happen. Do we need to do something different? Look at it different. And this was the outcome.
Okay,
I don't know what county.
Can we get this straight? This was discussing their short-term fixes?
Yes.
Okay.
They said
that's not what I'm getting from Doug. What I'm getting from Doug is it sounds like they don't want to do anything ever.
They want to do some short-term fixes so that the community will see that you're doing something, but they don't want to really fix the problem.
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
Well, that's their interpretation, though.
They're claiming that there's 100 kids cross that street on average Monday through Friday on a school day. 100 kids. Now, the way they count it is, they count one goes this way and one then it comes back. They're counting the same kid twice. So, but they're claiming that's 100 that cross that street during the day, and they don't know what. They quite frankly, they don't know what to do about it. They really don't.
Well, I didn't get quite the feeling that Doug did.
You didn't. I got into it real heavy after you left.
I figured you would. I thought they were making progress. The county is waiting for a reply from Luana on something. And then when the school district gets in there, I think they're making headway myself. I think it's slow, but they're coming through.
It is slow.
And they're just waiting for input from everybody.
These things always are slow. I will send you some information via email that your secretary can pull up for you to look at, and it'll give you a little more insight into what these things are slow. It's a lot of reading, but I think it'll help you understand the direction that they're coming from a little more. So
well,
I will help myself out to do that.
I understand where they're coming from. I just don't agree with them.
It would probably be helpful if you sent it to me as well, being I was one of the counselors appointed to go to that meeting.
Okay.
That was.
Okay. All right. We will do that.
You can take my place.
So thank you for that update.
I know for me from now on.
May I add just a little bit to that?
Yes.
Just one comment. In talking with Dan Cervico also today, I asked him about the Huntington Road speed zone change. He said they do not do speed zone investigations in the winter. They will do it in the spring or summer, and this is the first one on the list.
Oh, okay.
So,
but that's not what the county said at the Kenwood. They said it was they were going to do it.
But they didn't tell you when.
They said when to get around to
she
it.
She got a plan out of it, so put her on the list in the spring.
First on
the
list.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. Next item is 10B, CIP letter of support.
This came in from Andrew Spreadborough, has a request for support from the city for the Cascades East Transit Regional Vehicle Maintenance and Operations Center project. It's an application to go to Connect Oregon 3 grant program. Apologize for the lateness of this. I did not get this final letter of support until yesterday morning. There is time sensitive on it. It's due before our next meeting, so therefore that's why it's on this one.
Who's our representative on that committee? On the from the council. Who attends those CYC meetings?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, she was the alternate. Jenny was.
So what's the background on this Cascades Transit Service Center?
The last meeting they had was the dinner. The one before that they canceled, so I don't remember them discussing this yet. The one 2 or 3 months ago.
It affects Lehigh as far as transportation systems.
I don't think they discussed that because they adjourned early for that ball game.
Sorry. Okay, so letter of support is in support of what?
CYC's application to Connect Oregon 3 grant program. To keep
grant
it going.
Program for the Cascades. Okay, this is another grant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like the Madras one. It's
like,
through
okay.
McBurden 3.
Alrighty. Well. Any discussions or questions on how the proposed letter is written? Would you change anything there? Well, that might be the same thing that we did on the other one. So we'll find some content. To the Cascade Transit serves the residents of blah blah blah. Cascade East Transit provides critical public transportation services to the elderly, those with disabilities, workers, and the general public. Do we want to say it that way? Because do we know for sure that they do that, or? Do we want to make the same sort of change that we made on the other one?
I like to. Where is this connected to the LaPlante Transit system? How is it connected? Are they
Up down?
The Cascade East Transit Regional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that was what they discussed at the transportation. At the dinner, they gave that slideshow and talked about all the every place that they went taking people.
How many passengers they transported?
Right.
Door-to-door service for handicapped and disabled and elderly. And
so then they would operate out of
Burbank. Just leave alone. So.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go into any specific details about this particular request. They just talked at the dinner.
You could do it right here.
They just talked about some of the things they were doing in the area with transportation.
It sounded really like an excellent program, getting people around.
Just have it approved with subject to your minor revisions.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through it all the way down.
They're looking for a centralized facility.
Okay. So, is council in concurrence that we should offer our support for the Cascades East Transit Regional Vehicle Maintenance and Operations Center project?
Yes.
Because if so, we can do that. I just have a couple of minor changes I would make to the wording as we did on the other one, stating that this is our belief or our understanding that this is what it's for.
I think this is a huge project, and it's unfortunate that we don't have any more information, any background, and exactly how it's going to affect. Because I think it is going to have a profound effect. I think that we're going to be operating. So we really don't have an understanding of what the project is here. I just want that.
Well, they have the project overview right here.
But this is, I think this project has been in the works for quite some time, and we haven't been brought along. I just want that noted.
Okay. All right.
That's true. Sure. I haven't heard of this one before.
Oh, yeah, they've been around.
No, I mean,
the regional transit.
The request or
center
that they were going to bring this up.
I see.
Because it wasn't discussed at the meeting, so.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But are you...
Well, the way they explained it, I think it would be a good thing to support the way they explained the transportation system. It's just about the only thing that we have going around here.
All right, then. Shall we send out the letter of support, which is the minor rewording to make it more... what's the word I want? More fitting coming from our city for mayor to sign. And
I think we should.
All right. And Adele, you too?
Sure.
And we do have consensus for the meeting?
Yeah, that's fine. You did a consensus on the last letter.
Okay.
So that's fine.
All right. Lana, I'll get with you with the wording on that. We're down to public comments for items. You have something
she
else?
She already did a consensus on the last one.
Oh. Yeah. Item number 11, public comments for items not on the agenda. We would like to keep our public comments short, down to 3 minutes if we can, and we try to not get into a question and answer session. We hope to be having more town hall meetings where we can do that. And if you do have questions and you're wanting answers, another option also is to bring your questions to City Hall during regular city hours. Usually they can be answered there. It doesn't take up council time. If you do have a question that is a policy matter and you think only the council can answer it, sometimes that's the best way, too, is to get it to the council through City Hall so that we have more time to think about it. Comments are always welcome. We want to hear your comments. Dan.
Cool. Thank you. Dan Barker with the Chamber, of course. Just wanted to make sure that you are aware of the community town hall get-together that we're going to have. I've heard from Barbara, but I haven't heard from anybody else, because we're wanting to brainstorm how we can celebrate our 100-year anniversary this year, 2010. We're a little behind the eight ball in some planning. Both Madras and Edmund are way out front doing some marketing, and we want to get doing some marketing for this because it's a celebration of a area that we should be proud of, and we think we can build some refined pride. Along with that, we're inviting different organizations to share with the community some of the projects they're working on, just kind of get some information out there, because I recognize that communication breakdown is one of the major problems we have in this community, and I'm going to see us communicate better. So I want to collect information and then compile it and share it back with all the players. So I'd like to invite you to do that. Hopefully you're all getting emails. I haven't gotten any responses from the emails that I've sent out, and if I'm sending it to the city ones that are on the website. I hope that is getting out. Good, thank you. And then one other thing, just as a kind of a concern, I was here, Doug was a little frustrated with this stakeholders meeting, and I just have a real problem with not having public access to those meetings, because in America, public is supposed to be open to meetings, and I think that maybe Lapine isn't being very well represented with very much power at those kind of meetings, or very much strength. And it's our intersection. And I think you guys should go to bat and make sure that we're notified of those meetings and invited to attend. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah.
I hit on that same subject, and with Doug, I sympathize with Doug. I've been frustrated for at least 10 years with ODOT and the progress here. 10 years ago, and well, it was a little less than 10, 9 years ago, 2001, I think, we did a whole study and worked up with ODOT. We had Charette and did everything in developing a transportation plan for 97 going through Lapine. That's still sitting on the shelf because incorporation was coming up then, and ODOT didn't want to do anything if we were incorporated and so on and so forth. But that plan is still sitting on the shelf. To me, it's probably pretty valid, even at this point, with some changes in terms of the traffic flow and so on. I made a statement at that first right after that first stakeholders meeting we met with ODOT and so on, the fact that I got this distinct impression that ODOT didn't want a stoplight in Lapine, and ODOT says, well, I think your impression probably corrected. And that is the crux of the whole thing. They do not want a stoplight in Lapine. And Mr. Farnsworth talks out of two sides of his mouth, depending on who he's talking to. He talked to Lee Smith and said, oh yeah, ODOT will put in and maintain and so on the light. The city doesn't have to do that. We do need help with funding. And that's what he tells Lee Smith with Liggy. And of course, I'm sure you're probably aware that Liggy, last month at their meeting, refused to sign the MOU until all parties committed to having a result of the language in that MOU that said it would result in something rather than just throwing $75,000 down the drain. And so that's where Liggy still is.
I think that's a good place. Because doesn't make any sense to throw money away.
Well, we did that once with the airport's feasibility study.
I know.
Yeah, we put in $25,000 and
that never happened, So, well, I think we all share the same level of frustration. And we just have to keep making ourselves heard.
Well, my philosophy is, won't do us any good to talk to Gary Farnsworth. Mm-hmm. You got to talk to somebody about Gary Farnsworth. You put the pressure down.
Good point. All right. Rwanda, you look like you have something to say.
Not at this moment.
All right.
My light bulb's on.
Well, Ted, thank you for that. And at this point, the best I can do is say we all share the frustration.
Yep.
We just have to not let it drop.
No.
Yeah.
You better.
Yes, ma'am.
Judy Barth. I don't know anything about these meetings, so please bear with me. Tell me when I'm wrong or whether I should shut up. I would like the flyer lit under ODOT myself at that intersection, because the kids are a huge concern, but so are the drivers. That is a terrifying intersection, and we are already learning to go around it and not use it. And the other thing is a fire lit under the speed limit on Huntington between Burgess, because we live right on Huntington, and it is a freeway out there. The other thing is our mailboxes are across the street on Huntington. It is deadly for us to try and walk across that road and get our mail. And we would like to see the mailboxes moved onto Evergreen. I don't know who you go to for that, post office, I reckon, but there has been some concern with that.
If I may,
tell me what I need to do.
All right, I think Councilor Lord has a very quick.
Yes, I live on Pine Drive, and we have the same problem you do with the mailboxes being on bridges. We had them moved down Pine Drive, and we did that by going to the postmaster here, and you fill out about that many papers, and if they approve it, and they probably will, unless there's an objection from somebody else. Then they'll tell you, okay, you can move them, but you have to do it. They won't do it for you. You start with the postmaster here in town first.
Okay,
and then proceed. And if there's no objections, then they'll let you move it.
And let me know how far you get, because I've already checked with the postmaster for Antler Lane, and he said it's an act of Congress to get those mailboxes moved.
Yeah. You got it done every week.
So, yeah.
Do you live north of Bridges?
No, south of Bridges.
Keep checking, make yourself heard, and they'll just have to do something, won't they?
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, thank you.
My neighbor here has attempted it in the past, and yeah. It's so complex to try and get it done. We'd like to know what your secret was.
We just simply went and requested the change, and we filled out all the paperwork, and they said, fine, go move it. And we moved it. That's the end of that. It was very simple.
You have a pretty lot. There's a large number of people that moved it, I think, probably is what it is, and there's...
The secret was that all of the people that had their mail delivered in that, which is about 25 mailboxes, maybe 30, mm-hmm. No one objected. Everybody said, yes, let's move it. Where you run into the problem is that maybe you might have one or two that say no.
Okay, good. There's a starting point for you. All right. Anyone else? For public comments for items not on the agenda. All right, we will move on to staff comments. Luana.
Yep. Basically, upcoming meetings on the calendar. Planning Commission workshop is Thursday at 7. Planning Commission continuation of the comp plan next Wednesday at 6 here, and the community meeting, which you're running the city planning updates.
If that's just a suggestion, it's an opportunity.
Okay.
To share information.
Okay.
But I'd like to know who's going to spin the plate.
I don't want to interrupt here, but Gloria Fleming was in the office today. I think she was interested in going to that meeting. She mentioned something to me about that. She wanted to address some of that stuff.
Chamber breakfast on Friday the 20th. And it's at the library at the high school.
Correct.
This time.
Correct.
7:45. Tomorrow, the Lafayette Lion Club is having Veterans Day tribute planned at the library flagpole, and it starts at 3 p.m., so should be a good thing to go to. And the Trucker's Light Parade is December 5th, and it starts at 6 p.m. That's all I have at this point.
Okay. Patty, did you have anything?
Not really. Just that tomorrow's a city holiday, and I'm going to be on vacation the following week.
That's about it. I'll see that. What, Jeremy?
Just one. I just wanted to say publicly that, Patty, I thought you did a great job last week in Luana's absence, and I appreciate all the communication that we had last week.
I agree. I felt very comfortable that we were in good hands, and I trust that Lorna didn't worry about anything while she was gone. We were well taken care of.
It's really
thank you, Jeremy.
Interesting week. Very challenging. Lots of things going on that week.
All right. Council comments. Councilor Ward, what do you have for us?
Real quick. I attended the Water District and the Sewer District meeting today, and speaking first on both of them, they want to expand into the Cagle subdivision area, but they're waiting for some kind of approval by Deschutes County, which they didn't go into detail as to what it was, but they're still waiting for it. And they're applying for the money to do it through the Rural Development Department, and they feel confident that they'll get the funds. Morrison Street, as far as the sewer goes, that's on Dundell, and it's complete. And the old sewer, and I understand this, the old sewer lines, they put a new line. The old sewer lines are now taken over by Midstate. They're running their fiber optic lines through
they're
it.
They're using the...
Yeah, they're using it, yeah.
They're reusing
I hope they wash the pipes first. But other than that, that's it. Thank you very much.
I attended the text amendment hearing on the first reading for the regarding allowing the utility companies to come into the industrial park district. So we are on record as an interested party. There was I misunderstood or I didn't hear when we had the joint planning and our planning commission, the county and city's planning commission meeting about the amending the text, but then they also added this business, and I think of 100-foot stacks. And I said that I didn't specifically remember them approving, having both of those components on that text amendment. So they kind of amended the language a little bit. Gloria Fleming was there as well as Councilor Hedges. And I think that they emailed everyone those amendments.
Yes.
And I guess that... the Planning Commission will discuss it at their meeting tomorrow or on the 12th? Oh, Thursday.
Okay.
I kind of remembered them talking about 100-foot stacks.
Yes.
At that.
The stacks, yeah. The question now is the building height.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't. They forgot to address that. Yeah.
What is this meeting?
That's the infrastructure focus group, the RCA, Rural Communities. I can never know what that is.
Is that an open one?
Kitty and I went to the last one with the Missouri District.
Water
District.
It would be helpful to have it where it's held.
Why don't you find out from Luana or Patty next week and go ahead and go to that.
There wasn't enough room on the line on the calendar. Okay. Didn't pick it up. Sorry.
I'm in this day,
isn't it, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
this day. Okay. Sorry.
I think Patty might have told me that, but...
And that's the group that we formed of all of, just what it says, it's an infrastructure group. The city, water, sewer, fire, anybody and everything that has anything to do with infrastructure and coordinating all of our needs for the city of LaPlante.
Uh-huh.
So you would probably enjoy going to that. And Council Malina, were you finished with... Okay,
I went to the COIC dinner meeting, which was very interesting. They had a good slideshow. Patty went with me. She was my driver. And They gave a good presentation about what COIC does, and it's a lot, I feel a lot more informed than when I was just going to the meetings. I'm curious what happened to the Cagle Road. Did we finish that? Is that ongoing or?
No, Kitty made her the selection. we've gone with Vic Russell Construction.
Okay. And Jeremy will be doing up the contract.
And I'm talking with Vic on Thursday.
Okay, so we didn't have to vote on that at all, huh?
It was approved in advance.
Yeah, we did vote on that for, okay. Everyone was okay with Vic Russell based on price. If I determined that I was happy with...
doing your due diligence?
with how he was going to do the work, if he understood the scope of the work at all.
Do you have an approximate start, finish time yet?
I'll know tomorrow, or Thursday. Yeah.
Would you put that on email for me?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I'd like to know that. Was the price the same?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. So even adding water and everything?
We just needed that clarification.
It wasn't added. It was part of the original bid.
It was part of the original. He just didn't have it specified.
Is he putting in a complete bid? Did he put in all of that? Do we have it in writing?
It's going to be in writing in the contract, okay. Because verbally he and I understood, and I shared that information with Jeremy, exactly what the scope of work is.
Okay.
And that will be in the contract, which Vic Russell Construction will have to sign before they can commence with work.
All right. And again, the traffic meeting that ODOT has is open to the public. I don't see it advertised. Ted, did you go to the first one?
I went to the first one.
Yeah.
Mr. Farnsworth definitely doesn't want any input from anybody outside the state.
Well, we received an invitation from the second one, but nothing from beyond that.
Yeah. Because there was a couple there, and they took comments from them. But I don't see it advertised, as open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be not advertised. In fact, we're on the show that we were. By invitation only.
It was a group to try to solve the issue of the intersection.
That's not the way we do things in America.
It wasn't a public forum meeting. It was just trying to put heads together quickly to try to come up with a temporary. Yeah. Measures so nobody got killed there.
You can liken it to a staff meeting. It was a meeting of staff members of different organizations. Those don't have to be open.
No, but I just think that they don't have to be, but I think it would be smart if they were.
Right.
There probably won't be any more.
So a person to talk to would be ODOT, because those are the ones that are hosting those meetings.
Okay.
And they're their budget dollars involved.
There were quite a few people at the first one, I thought.
There was. You were there, weren't you?
I was at the second one.
Okay. We just had the second one.
No. Okay. I think there's some confusion on what meetings are what. I don't think we're going to get it straightened out here.
But we can straighten out when we talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, stifling communication is not going to be effective for any of us, so we do need to have some chat, but we don't want to waste your time. But I think communicating good is important, because otherwise, out into the community, you get negative,
Right. I'm confused, and so I'm going to be talking with Luana and Adele and Barbara and Doug in the coming days to find out what meetings are what and get them sorted out in my mind.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
That's all.
Okay. And I have nothing. It's been such a busy period of time while Luana was gone.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was handled well.
Needed a vacation.
Terribly. It's just been such a busy time. We got a lot of things came at us.
Lighting agreement took up all week.
Lighting agreement really did, and
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's been a week or 2 weeks of just being reactive to a lot of things that they're under control. And so with that, I will entertain motion to adjourn.
I would so move.
That's seconded.
And moved and seconded to adjourn. Roll call vote.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Malinan, yes.
Councilor Harris, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Meeting is adjourned at 7:21 p.m.
We need somebody to finish signing off the checks.
Yes. Thank you.
I have.